Okay, let's dig into this. Today, we're doing a deep dive, looking at what seems like, well, just a standard application letter.
Right, on the surface.
Exactly. But our mission here is to kind of peel back those layers. We want to find the real motivations, the insights hiding in there, the why behind it all.
Makes sense.
So our source is this letter from Olivia Spencer. She's applying for an organizational leadership program at Springfield University.
Okay.
And right now she's working at San Cristobal Community College, deals with faculty, staff, students.
Pretty broad range of people.
Yeah, and she supervises too, one staff person, two student aides. So she's got some management experience already.
Practical stuff.
She's also finishing her Associate of Arts this December, and her goal, pretty clear, student services or, something like that.
Right, a service-oriented role.
And she really believes this degree, this organizational leadership one, is going to be the key. Help her serve students better, use those leadership skills she's developing.
Okay, so the professional path seems clear.
It does. But what did you find bubbling under that, beyond the career stuff? What makes this application stand out? What's the deeper drive?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. What Olivia does so well here, and this is, I think, a great takeaway for anyone writing an application or just thinking about leadership, is she shows you. She doesn't just tell you
Shows you what exactly.
how her professional goals aren't just about like climbing a ladder. They're tied directly into this really powerful personal story.
Okay.
She actually says that because she did not grow up with educational opportunities, she feels it's her duty to give back.
Wow, okay. Booty to give back. That's
Yeah,
strong language.
it really is. It turns
Yeah.
it from just a career choice into, well, like you said, a mission.
Yeah.
It's that authentic leadership idea where your own life experiences shape how you want to serve.
That makes sense. That feeling of duty, that intrinsic motivation. Do you think that's more impactful, especially in education leadership, compared to just wanting, say, a better title or salary?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what Olivia shows us here is that real leadership, the kind that connects, often grows out of personal transformation.
Transformation. How so?
Well, she talks very openly about overcoming a years-long drug addiction. And she says she honestly thought it was going to prevent me from ever doing anything productive with my life.
That's incredibly candid for an application.
It is. But look where she is now. She didn't just overcome it, she's built a life, found love, married, has this fantastic job with tremendous potential, as she puts it. That journey, that's not just a backstory. It's the foundation for empathy, understanding struggle. That's gold in student services, or really any role focused on helping people navigate challenges. It's almost a textbook case of transformational leadership potential.
So the struggle becomes a strength. It lets her connect maybe in a way someone else couldn't. It flips the script on what we usually think strength looks like, doesn't it?
Exactly. Strength isn't always about never falling, it's about getting back up and maybe helping others do the same.
So how does that translate into, say, the nuts and bolts of organizational leadership for that student services kind of role?
Well, think about it. Organizational leadership isn't just flowcharts and budgets, right?
Yeah.
It's about inspiring people, helping them navigate change, building resilient, empathetic systems.
You're right, the human element.
Precisely. Olivia's experience gives her insight into barriers, into personal struggles students face, that duty to give back, that desire to nurture, that's the engine for effective, compassionate leadership.
And her current job seems relevant too, managing people directly.
Definitely. Supervising staff and students while also dealing with faculty. She's already in the thick of those organizational dynamics. She gets the complexity, the different needs. It's like a mini version of what she wants to do on a larger scale.
Okay. Anything else that stood out?
Yeah, actually, the university itself, Springfield, it's not just some random choice. She mentions her dad and her idolized it when she was a kid, so a long-held dream.
Adds another layer of personal investment.
For sure. It's not just practical, it's deeply personal. And one more thing she notes, she's already doing well with online learning, calls the options truly fantastic.
Which shows she's adaptable, right? And ready for the program format.
Exactly. Proves she can handle it, that she's determined. It rounds out the picture nicely.
Okay, so bringing this all together, what's the big takeaway for us, for you listening? What does Olivia's story tell us about what makes a really compelling case for leadership?
I think her letter really shows how these deep personal experiences, especially overcoming significant adversity, can uniquely equip someone for leadership, particularly in roles focused on service, like in education.
It's more than just skills on paper.
Much more. It's about empathy, resilience, that genuine drive to lift others up because you understand the climb. Her story suggests that the most effective leaders might actually be the ones who've navigated the toughest paths themselves. They get the human side of how organizations work or fail to work, often because of their own struggles.
Food for thought.
Definitely. So maybe the question for you to ponder is this: how can these profound personal experiences of overcoming adversity really position people for leadership roles focused on service and guidance, especially in education? And what does that mean for how we spot and develop leaders going forward?